I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, walking from Olympia to London for an Olympic ideal. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Did you at least catch up with the Olympic ideal? Because that would be a waste of time otherwise.
Much faster walker than I am, so I don't know. You know, when I say I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news, of course I don't mean just the sports news. So what's President Obama keeping tabs on this week?
He's keeping tabs on Jeremy Lin, of course, as everyone else is.
News.
Yeah, Jay Carney, the press secretary, mentioned that they talked about it on a flight to Milwaukee last week. And, you know, he is at the head of all the news.
The slam dunk contest is a feature of the NBA's All-Star Weekend, but the original field for this year's event has been described as, I'm quoting now, lackluster. Two questions. Does that mean some of the contestants won't be able to reach the rim? And how can anything with Jeremy Lin involved in it be lackluster?
I was going to say it was saved at the last minute by the participation of Jeremy Lin, who will be working with Iman Shumpert, his teammate with the Knicks.
All this Jeremy Lin business is great fun, of course, unless somebody in your family is pulling on your coat and saying, hey, come on, we got to go see the Knicks. Let's go get some tickets.
Yeah, the effect of the presence of Jeremy Lin.
There he is again.
Madison Square Garden stock's gone up. The tickets have sold out. He's an authentic worldwide phenomenon, is our friend Jeremy Lin.
Meanwhile, in other basketball news, LeBron James said this week that he could imagine himself one day returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers. How do you think Clevelanders would feel about that?
Well, first of all, they'd realize that LeBron James is no Jeremy Lin. I've actually argued this with people. I think the Cleveland fans would forgive him in a heartbeat. I really do.
What if he were 78?
What? What if he were Jeremy Lin?
Hedge fund manager Christopher Hansen would like to build a new sports arena in Seattle. In fact, everything's all set. All he needs to do is buy an NBA franchise, find a partner to help him buy an NHL franchise, and then convince the city of Seattle to pledge $200 million or so towards construction. So that's all, right?
Well, I mean, clearly the taxpayers of Seattle will go for that in a tremendously big way, because once they build the arena, the New York Knicks will come to town with Jeremy Lin.
and Seattle's never before been stung by people wanting to build
things. Of course not. The people in Seattle probably trust their ownership more than any other city, their ownership of their sports teams, more than any other city in America at this point.
Good news, Charlie. The Chicago Blackhawks won their first game in 4 weeks on Thursday night. Despite their 9-game losing streak, Chicago is still in a playoff position in the West, so I guess that's more good news.
Yes, they're still enormously talented. I would take this, you know, this is the worst losing streak they had in 5 years. I would take it as a blip on the radar. It should be noted, by the way, that the Blackhawks, in breaking the 9-game winning streak, beat the New York Rangers, who play in the same building as does Jeremy Lin.
Knuckleballer Tim Wakefield announced his retirement from baseball yesterday afternoon. Wakefield played for 19 seasons, 17 of them with the Red Sox. Are you sad to see him go?
I am. He was willing to do anything. He would come in relief. He would start. The Red Sox bought him as a reclamation project. He gave him 17 seasons, which is really quite amazing. And I don't, you know, there isn't a knuckleball. Usually knuckleballers are generational. There's another one waiting to take his place. There really isn't one now.
Hall of Fame catcher Gary Carter died this week. He was 57 years old. He'd played 19 years in the major leagues. He was an All-Star 11 times, instrumental, of course, to the Mets winning the 1986 World Series. Have you Gary Carter memories to share?
Just him being in the middle of that bizarre rally where I was waiting outside the Red Sox clubhouse to go in and cover the celebration for the first World Championship since 1918, and watching them bring out the champagne and the wheeling out the T-shirts and then eventually wheeling out Gene Yawkey, and knowing that out there somewhere Gary Carter was contributing to the rally at a stadium just across New York City from the arena in which plays Jeremy Lin.
Peyton Manning's future in football, and specifically with the Colts, is still a matter of speculation, but we learned this week that Manning has had a third again as many neck operations as we had previously thought. The count is now 4 neck operations in 19 months. How many before Mr. Manning decides that playing more football is just not a good idea?
I really hope it's soon, because I mean, this to me, and I'm not a neurologist, I only play one here on Only a Game, but I mean, 4 neck surgeries in that space of time, somebody or something is telling you to find another career where you won't get hit in the head so much.
Defensive tackle Albert Haynesworth was released by Tampa Bay this week. Haynesworth signed a 7-year, $100 million deal with Washington back in 2009, and since then he's been dropped by three teams in the last calendar year. Where does he go next?
I don't know, but he started six games for Tampa Bay and he had 25 tackles. Somebody's going to take a chance on him. I don't know who the next fool will be, but somebody's going to.
Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez tweeted a Valentine's Day message to wide receiver Santonio Holmes. The rift between the two made headlines this past season. So will a virtual box of shortbread cookies patch things up?
This is very interesting. It's, of course, it doesn't. I don't know that it'll do anything to improve the relationship between Sanchez and Holmes, but at least one of them is trying, and it's probably, you know, if you read the Valentines, it's at Santonio10. You want to be my Valentine? You know, hashtag FB. And, you know, you've got to figure that this is, you know, part and parcel of the general era of good feelings that's extended over New York sports because of the presence of Jeremy Lin.
It took you so long to get there, but I never had any doubt of where you were going. To lots of Boston fans, Curt Schilling is a hero. Of course, he helped the Red Sox win the World Series in 2004, and he's apparently trying to become a hero to another cohort altogether.
He's going in for gamers. He's got this production facility, 38 Studios. It's finally, he's put $35 million into it. He's finally produced a game which is called Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, which I'm certain means something to the gaming crew, but, you know, means as much to me as Danish means to Jeremy Lin.
Finally, Charlie, police in Georgia found nearly 80 pairs of counterfeit Nike shoes during a traffic stop this week. What was their first clue to the fact that the shoes were fake?
Well, the logo, of course, the famous Nike basketball logo of Michael Jordan. Michael had too many fingers. Now, it's unclear whether he had, you know, 6 or 15 on one hand.
Doesn't that make those shoes better than the real thing because he had more fingers?
Only if they're being worn on the feet of Jeremy Lin!
The sports writing of Charlie Pierce can be found at Grantland, among many other places, and he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game because we couldn't get
Jeremy Lin!
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.